Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Airstream Chronicles podcast. Today is Wednesday, January 9th, so it's Wildcard Wednesday here. And I'm the show host, Rich Charpentier. As always, thanks for stopping by and hanging out for a little while with me. So today's podcast, we're talking tech companies and customer care and some other, you know, other items. It's all techie today. So the other day, I started experiencing a problem with a portable power pack that I purchased from Anchor. So A-N-K-E-R, not the Anchor FM that we're podcasting on here. But this portable power pack has been amazing. It's one of the Blue IQ power packs from Anchor. And I actually purchased it. I looked on Amazon. I purchased it on January 11th of 2018, so coming up on 1 year. And this portable power pack's been amazing. I can charge the iPad and the iPhone, and I actually charge the pack itself off the solar from my Airstream, which, by the way, I pop by to today. So like I said, the Airstream Chronicles is changing, but the Airstream's always going to be there in the background. And it's doing well, and I'm getting ready to move it to a storage location until my trip in February. So anyways, sorry for that aside. This particular power pack has been having problems charging lately, so something weird has been happening with it. So I decided to get in touch with Anchor just to find out, you know, hey, this is going on. Is there any way to reset the pack or anything? I got a response from Anchor in under 24 hours. I got an email note from them, and they suggested to try a couple of things to deal with the power pack and see if I could get it charging again, which I couldn't, which was unfortunate. So I did all the steps that they asked me to do. And in the email, they said if the steps failed, send them my shipping address, send them my original Amazon order, and one other piece of information, which I can't remember now. And so I woke up this morning to an email from Anchor that they have shipped me a new Blue IQ portable charging pack for my devices, and that I didn't even have to send the old one back. So the old one is having a problem, and so I'll be taking it to recycle it. Since it's a lithium-ion battery, we want to dispose of that properly. But the thing that really got me was there were no big questions. There was nothing about, hey, did you abuse this, which I didn't. I always take care of my tech gear. But I was very, very impressed with the fact that, you know, in 2 days' time, we determined to get me a new power pack, and that they didn't even want the old malfunctioning one back. I've got to say, Anchor does a great job, and I've been a customer of theirs for years. I've purchased one of their other power packs years ago, and that one lived as long as I expected it to. And this one, you know, it's worked for a year, and it's worked great. And if they had said to me that they couldn't do anything for me, I would have understood that too. But instead, the support person said, we have a 1.5 year warranty on these. That was part of their email. And I said, wow, I didn't even know that. You know, we don't all keep all the warranty information sitting around. So I was very, very pleased with how they handled it. And it just confirms to me that, you know, I've been buying their products for years. I buy cables from them as well. I actually have bought some Anchor cables for my iPhone connecting to the drone for the Mavic and Mavic 2 Pro flight. And so I'm a loyal customer, and I'll continue to be a loyal customer. If they had said they couldn't do anything, I probably would have just purchased another one. $67 is $67, so I like the fact that they've saved me that, because that's what the original one cost. So greatly appreciated. Now, when you compare that to the experience that I had last year with my old iMac, well, it wasn't old, but I had performance problems and issues and drive problems and screens of death and everything on the iMac that was purchased brand new right at the end of 2017. And I brought it in multiple times, got shipped off to a service center. I was told it was a-okey-dokey. It wasn't. It was so darn slow. And it took me multiple visits, multiple shipments, and complaining to a manager and saying, you know, each time that I brought this into you guys, it's been out of my possession for 2 weeks. And, you know, this is three times So that's six weeks of me not being productive, and this is something that I use in my business. And you know, I've been a loyal Apple customer since 2002. iPhones, iPads, iMacs, and MacBook Pros, I've purchased them all. Oh, and not to mention a G5 tower back in the day when those things were not cheap. And so it took a year to finally get satisfaction, and so far the replacement iMac has been doing okay. I've noticed a little bit of a slowdown recently. I'm not sure what's going on with that, but I'm going to keep my eye on it. But so Anchor's response, they didn't even send this to a service center. They asked me if I could do a couple things. I did the things. It didn't correct it. They took my word for it, and they're sending me a replacement unit. Apple, who I've been a longtime customer of for, 2002 to 2019. Yeah, I've been a very loyal customer, haven't I? And to actually send the Apple in, the iMac in to the repair center and be told that stuff was good, the final straw was one of the emails that I got back from support, which I showed to the store manager. And I said, this is what your customers are receiving for responses and emails while we're waiting for our multi-$1,000 piece of equipment to be returned to us working properly. So Apple's been struggling lately, especially in the stock market. They're still profitable, but they're getting some blemishes here. They're not looking good. They're not presenting themselves in the light they should be. And I've always expected awesome customer support from Apple. And until, the past year, 2018, I've always felt like I've gotten awesome support from Apple. But I think things are changing, and I think maybe they should focus on what built their company. Or they can take a page from the folks at Anchor here, that the customer says there's an issue. We're going to correct that. We're getting you a replacement for that, and because we want you to be happy. So, a big difference between the two approaches, to be sure. And speaking of tech disappointment in comparison to the Anchor situation, which is just fantastic. Over the past couple weeks, I've been talking about the company Skylum and their software package Luminar, which is a pretty cool photo editor. And now they want it to be your photo management platform, and it's just not working out well. Well, here's the deal. I bought Luminar quite some time ago. I bought Luminar when they announced that they'd be bringing out a digital asset management platform so that I could edit and track my photos. And they pushed it out and pushed it out. So 2018 was the year. Early 2018, they were going to have it available. Then they pushed it out later in the year. Then they pushed it out to December of 2018. And they did get something out there, but something that's not satisfying people. And, we all prepaid for software that was still in development. So that was us being dumb, racing to get on the bandwagon, I suppose. Well, I read something yesterday, because I'm still keeping up with the Luminar story, and I'm still interested in seeing the final product, and I still want to try the final product. And when they released this partially finished product, 25% finished from what they had promised, they put up a roadmap. They said, okay, we're going to have this on our website, and we're going to have a roadmap for what we're going to do and what we're going to improve, and you guys are going to be thrilled. And we're going to have all these things out by July. Well, I read a post from somebody who was commenting on the situation with Luminar, and they noted they went by the roadmap for Luminar recently. They popped back by Skylum's website to take a look at the roadmap, and the roadmap promised that things would be fixed up by July, that the additions that they'd be bringing out that they've been promising for well over a year now and haven't delivered on. Now they're pushing it out even further, and instead of July, everything will be done by December of 2019. So we've got people who've paid for a product, paid for some promises. They've gotten some of the product, and like I said, the editor module is fantastic, so that's great. But the reason why I purchased Luminar was for the new digital asset management to try something outside of using Lightroom. And what Skylum has done here, they pushed it out and they pushed it out and they pushed it out in 2018. And here we are into the second week of 2019, and they're pushing it out again. I'd like a public statement from them at this point saying, you know, we've blown it. If there's any video gamers listening on here, do you remember the other year a video game called No Man's Sky? There was a lot of stuff going on, a lot of talk about artificial intelligence and growing in the game and having an infinite universe to explore in the game. And the CEO kept making appearances on a lot of talk shows, a lot of TV shows. So you might not be a gamer, but you might have heard of No Man's Sky. And in the end, when No Man's Sky finally launched, and it launched late as well, and people prepaid for No Man's Sky, there was such a buzz around it, and there was so much excitement. And in the end, what got delivered was not what was promised. Every time the CEO for No Man's Sky came on TV, I think their engineers and programmers probably cringed and probably thought to themselves, please, for the love of God, shut up. Stop telling people that this is going to be in there and that's going to be in there. Just shut up. And in the end, what was delivered both on PlayStation and on desktop computers was a far cry from the No Man's Sky that gamers were promised. I never purchased it. I followed along with the hype. And I started getting concerned in the end before the launch. I said, they're not delivering this infinite universe with infinitely procedurally generated worlds. So every world was supposed to be unique. All the little monsters were supposed to be unique from world to world, and some artificial intelligence behind the procedural generation. And instead, that's not what consumers got. So there was huge disappointment. Once again, we were throwing around the words artificial intelligence again and, trying to build some hype where, there was no hype to be had. I think going forward, software purchasers are going to become more and more wary as time goes on. Companies wanting you to prepay for a product that's not ready yet, that's been a thing in the past couple of years, and people are doing it. They're prepaying, and they're waiting months, if not years, for these things to come out. And then what comes out is not what was promised. So, what do you do? Ask for a refund after a year? Probably not. I'm not quite sure. I know No Man's Sky has been trying to improve over time. I know that Luminar, they're working on improving that. But in the meantime, we've got a track record here. Developing not just with these two companies, but with a lot of other companies who do the Kickstarter or Indiegogo fundraisers to build something amazing, and then they fail to deliver. Talking about another game, Elite Dangerous, something I actually did play a couple of years ago. Fun times flying around in spaceships in a big galaxy. And they did crowdfunding as well, but they have been delivering and rolling things out to their community, to the point where the community is satisfied. So they've got a long-term game plan, and they've been much more consistent with this prepayment stuff that they actually do deliver things to their customers. Now, Elite Dangerous isn't perfect. They had delays here and there, but they did roll out what was promised. But they didn't have two-year-long delays. They didn't build a lot of hype and overpromise things. And I think they've got a steady pace for growth. So they're on top of it. And I think that they're avoiding allowing their marketing groups to get ahead of them. And I think that's part of the problem here is all these marketing groups, and you have to have marketing, so not picking on you guys. I understand you serve a role. But you need to really have conversations with your engineering groups and your software development groups. Can we deliver this? Are we over-promising something? What should we be promising them? And I think that instead of the prepaying for what works out to be a beta, they need a realistic beta testing schedule, and they need realistic beta testers, because I had the opportunity with Luminar to be in their affiliate program. I signed up for it because I was very excited. I wanted to start touting Luminar. And then my beta test period started after I was an affiliate. So the idea is, if I'd like to make some money promoting these guys, I'm going to have to say some really good things. And as I started working with Luminar, And working with their file management, I realized I can't say good things here because this is what they're delivering is not what they had promised. So we can't have a group of beta testers be people who are trying to get paid by the company they're beta testing for. I think that's the wrong approach. I think that having the affiliates be able to test the program before launch and promote the program in video and in audio and on their websites, these people are being paid for what they're telling you. Which is why, if you noticed on, if you go over to my YouTube channel, you will find out that I did not use any affiliate links for Luminar. I couldn't bring myself to promote something that I wasn't satisfied with. So there you go. And all this comes back to customer care and, you know, how are we treating our customers? And in the technology realm, it seems fast and furious lately. It seems like, well, they can get by with these known bugs, and they can get by with these known bugs. And I can go on and on about other companies. Like, I love WordPress and Xtheme, but Xtheme has pulled a couple of real doozies over the years and cost me a lot of time and embarrassed me in front of clients because I had to undo some of the things that ThemeCo broke with Xtheme with some of their big rollouts. So I think beta testing needs to come back. I think unpaid beta testing needs to come back. And I think the marketing groups and the customer service groups need to treat their clients with respect. We're all intelligent people using your software and your hardware, and trying to sneak a fast one by us isn't building any warm, fuzzy feelings, at least for me. So I could go on about this all day, but I think you're getting the idea. Anchor, who produces great cables and great power supplies, they're spot on with their customer service. They're Johnny on the spot, and I'm thoroughly impressed with them. I'm thoroughly unimpressed with Luminar even further because they've already extended their roadmap. So they made promises for July, and now those promises can be pushed all the way out to December of 2019. I think that's really disrespectful of your customer base, and I, for one, am not happy any longer with the direction they're going in. So I said I'd give them the benefit of the doubt, and let me tell you something. They've shot themselves in both feet, and I don't know what they're going to do stupid next, but I think they're probably working on it. It's really disappointing. So, and, you know, same with Apple. Apple, get back to the customer service experience. Get back to treating your customers really special, because we're dropping a lot of money with you guys. And we do expect quality products and not these types of customer support and service issues. So, hey, everybody. So this went long. I'm sorry about that. But as always, I'm so grateful that you chose to spend some of your morning or afternoon with me. And also, as always, the intro and exit music is licensed through Soundstripe.com. There's a link down below in the show notes. So be sure to pay Soundstripe a visit if you need audio files for your next audio and visual project. So if you're doing YouTube videos, Soundstripe's awesome. Also, I'd like to say thanks to our sponsor, and their message will be at the end of this podcast here, and that's Flipboard.com. Give their promo a listen, and if you like what they offer and like having news ready for you at the start of every day, you might just want to check them out. All right, everyone, we'll see you tomorrow on Tech Talk Thursday. And tomorrow is going to be a day talking about drones and actually making a living with drones and where you might not make a living with drones as well. So some pricing issues, and I'm going to throw a couple things by all of you tomorrow to get your thoughts on it. So as always, you can get in touch by emailing rich@rlcdesign.net. Or if you're an Anchor FM subscriber, you can leave up to a one-minute audio message, and it could be played in an upcoming show, or I'll at least answer the questions that you have in there. All right, everyone, have an awesome Wednesday.